As my co-host Alice Daniel just demonstrated, the concept of waste is negotiable, even when it comes to one particular industry whose waste most of us would likely never think of reusing. I spent time with an organization in Clovis that sends a special and vital kind of used equipment overseas. In a loading dock in northeast Fresno, two men pull up to a warehouse at St. Agnes Medical Center in a white moving van.
Go on around? Okay. Yeah.
There, they meet a contract coordinator with the hospital named Heather Ritter. She pulls out a clipboard and asks them to sign a form.
As is, no warranty, no service.
As is, no warranty, no service, yep.
And no charge, how's that?
No charge.
They load the truck with medical odds and ends St. Agnes no longer has any use for. Surgical masks, metal shelves, and a device the size of a toaster with a multitude of tiny joysticks.
They call it an easy spray or fibrinofern.
I've never heard of the word fibrino, but I guess we'll figure that out.
St. Agnes is getting rid of the surgical equipment, not because it's expired or broken, but because the hospital has newer models. In fact, medical equipment in America is dumped at alarming rates because of upgrades, new hospital contracts, or even doctors retiring.
And everything that we're giving you is still operational, should still be operational.
And these men, Ken Allen and Jay Witters, are here to take the leftovers. They're volunteers with Medical Ministries International, or MMI, a nonprofit organization that donates used medical equipment to hospitals and clinics around the world. The need is real. Approximately 40% of medical equipment in developing countries is estimated out of service. Ritter says she's glad St. Agnes can help underserved communities.
It's really been wonderful for us because we don't want to see this stuff in the landfill, and we know it can still be used.
Every year, MMI collects hundreds of tons of medical supplies and equipment from hospitals and doctors' offices across the San Joaquin Valley. And all of it ends up in a small building near downtown Clovis. About a dozen volunteers stand along banquet tables stacked high with latex gloves, intubation tubes, and suture kits.
So this is a sorting warehouse.
Thomas Stokel is a board member and co-founder of MMI. At this warehouse, he and his volunteers test, sort, and pack medical supplies into shipping containers they send to clinics in two dozen countries. Stokel founded the organization in 1998 with his wife, Nancy. They're both nurses. He says they were drawn to this work after visiting a drastically underserved hospital in Lithuania.
As you walk into the hospital, they had strings attached to the walls, and the purpose of those strings was to hang their gloves because they reused their gloves because they didn't have gloves.
Over 20 years, Stokel estimates MMI has sent roughly 80 shipping containers around the world, each weighing 10 to 15 tons, and each worth as much as $500,000. MMI doesn't take used needles or gloves that can't easily be sterilized, but equipment like x-ray machines, hospital beds, and IV racks, Stokel explains they're totally usable as long as they're not expired.
So it gives us an opportunity to stop that flow, direct flow to landfill.
The organization is faith-based, rooted in Christianity. Prayers and psalms are posted on its walls. Stokel says the organization serves everyone, regardless of their faith, but MMI does run mission trips abroad, and Stokel says they've been invited to build churches in some of the communities they serve.
What we do is reach out to help others and to just love on them and to have them see, hopefully, the love of Christ through the whole thing.
MMI is small, with only 3 paid employees, but dozens of similar organizations operate all around the world. Why so many? Because healthcare is inherently wasteful, even when you account for the good reasons, like hygiene and sterility. One study estimates U.S. operating rooms waste 2,000 tons of unused supplies like gloves, drill bits, and surgery kits every day. For one operating room at UC San Francisco, that works out to an annual loss of $2.9 million.
There's laws, and surely they were put in place for a reason. But I think the end result is there's quite a lot that's recycled or thrown away out of hospitals.
Andrew McCullough is with Direct Relief, a charity that donates millions each year in medical supplies and prescriptions abroad. According to the World Health Organization, as much as 80% of healthcare equipment around the world is only made possible because of donations. But McCullough warns donations need to be responsible. good intentions go only so far. He's seen expired food and broken medical equipment dropped into disaster areas, unsolicited and unapproved.
If you're sending the wrong thing, it clogs up the supply channels, it clogs up the airport, it's actually more harmful. And then they're discouraged from ever wanting to receive anything again.
This is IV supplies.
Tom Stokel says Medical Ministries International takes great pains to not just helicopter into communities abroad. He says they test all their equipment. They familiarize themselves with local facilities and get pre-approval of everything they plan to ship. And they send sterilizing equipment and generators as often as they can.
We're not sending junk overseas. We want to make sure that everything we send overseas is usable.
MMI's next containers are going to the Philippines and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They call them shipments of love. You're listening to a special Valley Edition. We're looking at society and waste. I'm Carrie Klein.